As a municipal election year begins in January, the mayor of the largest city in western Massachusetts and the city's legislative body are clashing. One of the disputes could wind up in court. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and the city council find themselves at odds over the divisive and sometimes emotional issues of protections for undocumented immigrants and civilian oversight of the police department. The council gave final approval Monday night to an ordinance that directs city employees to not inquire about an individual's immigration status. It also forbids any interference with a medical, educational, or faith-based institution that is providing refuge to immigrants. Describing it as a sanctuary city law, Sarno vetoed the Welcoming Community Trust Ordinance. He said it would essentially instruct city workers to look the other way and potentially put the city in legal jeopardy by opening a Pandora's box.
When you start saying, well, it's okay to look the other way, you don't have to enforce this, you don't have to enforce that.
Sarno has also stated the ordinance could result in an influx of immigrants that would put a financial burden on the public schools and city services.
All for legal immigration, positive pathway to American citizenship. But I have an obligation and a duty to the taxpayers here of the city of Springfield. And many people are struggling right now. And for people to say, well, they don't get any services, they certainly do get services. If you're going to go to the hospital, if you're going to go here, you're going to get school services, fine. Those are costs.
Supporters of the measure say Sarno's concerns are unfounded. Proponents of the ordinance say it will make Springfield safer by fostering trust between local officials and immigrants, regardless of their legal status. The lead sponsor, Councillor Adam Gomez, criticized Sarno for portraying undocumented immigrants as burdens on society.
It's an embarrassment to consistently argue with an administration that is not fact-driven when it comes to this particular issue, when it comes to the economic infrastructure that some of these folks do pay taxes. A lot of these folks are homeowners, and they pay taxes to the city and pay taxes on a state level.
Before final passage, the council amended language in the ordinance that would allow the police to inquire about immigration status as part of a criminal investigation. The city council will need 9 votes to override the veto when it takes it up in January. The ordinance was passed on a 10-3 vote. On the police oversight matter, the city council voted 11-2 to override a veto by Sarno of the council's latest attempt to put a 5-member police commission in charge of the Springfield Police Department. The council passed a law in 2016 creating the commission over the mayor's veto. Sarno pronounced the law to be in violation of the city's charter and did not implement it. Sarno was asked what he plans to do with the latest version of the police commission law.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It is illegally cannot be done.
City Council President Orlando Ramos said the mayor and the council could be heading to a showdown in court.
Well, the mayor has to follow the law. We're the legislative branch of the city, and we're the ones that make the laws, and so the mayor will have to follow the law.
So will you go to court to make him follow the law?
That's an option. If we have to go to court, then we will explore that option.
Springfield had a police commission for decades. It was disbanded in 2005 by the state-appointed Finance Control Board that was running the city at the time. A single police commissioner who is hired by the mayor is in charge of the police department. A civilian panel appointed by the mayor is authorized to investigate complaints of police officer misconduct and make recommendations for discipline. The panel's findings are not binding on the police commissioner. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.